his recommendations for the future leadership of this company. I hope you will honor his years of dedicated service to our organization by giving me your complete support." She sat, allowing the unexpected news to take root. "Look at Bruce Tyler's face, will you?" Regina kept her own expression in check as she watched each man react, swallow his dismay, then look up to meet her gaze. To a man, their eyes reflected a desperate plea for mercy. Most of them had made her life miserable one way or the other. Payback time. Regina chose her words with care. "There are other changes outlined in a private memo from Alan to me. If these men had any brains at all, they'd know what was coming next." She cleared her throat for effect. "Bruce, Kenneth, Lyle, if you'll follow me." Standing again, she zipped up her leather briefcase and tucked it under her arm, savoring the heady pleasure of their stunned silence. "As for the rest of you, it's business as usual. I'll be in my office all day tomorrow, should you have individual questions." Moments later, she met with the three stooges one at a time, handed each a generous severance check, and waved them out the door. Good riddance. Word would travel quickly through the ranks that she was not to be trifled with. More heads would roll unless she received the utter loyalty she demanded. Regina knew what they called her behind her back. Queen Bee. And not the sort that buzzed. Too bad. Her goal in life had never been to be popular nor to be loved. She wanted to be in charge. Thanks to Alan's timely death this afternoon, now she was.